Hello and welcome to this Council of Europe podcast. Panos is with me to cast his eye over the week's events and those coming up. So Panos, I think the biggest event this week was the prisoner voting case in Italy at the European Court of Human Rights. Just talk us through what happened.
What happened was is you had a case where an Italian prisoner complained about his not having the right to vote, and the court, the European Court of Human Rights here in Strasbourg, determined that there was no violation because the Italian law allows certain prisoners to vote and others not to vote. And in this case, there's no broad automatic denial of all prisoners not to vote. So the big story here was not so much Italy, but the United Kingdom, because as you know, there's a big issue in the UK about the rights for prisoners to vote. And in the UK, no prisoners have the right to vote.
And it just so happened, of course, that the British Foreign Secretary, William Hague, was at the Council of Europe for the transfer of the chairmanship of the Committee of Ministers from the United Kingdom to Albania. He answered questions on this issue of prisoner voting at the press conference. You were there. What did he say?
Yes, the press conference was very interesting. Many journalists came because of the Scopola judgment. The reason being is that Prime Minister Cameron in the House of Commons said that he was upset with the judgment, and Foreign Minister Hague agreed. He echoed what the Prime Minister said, and he also indicated that they're going to definitely follow up and see what options are on the table.
This week, the Council of Europe Secretary General has been in Albania, and at the start of next week, you'll be going to the Middle East. What's the background to this visit, Panos?
Well, the Middle East is becoming increasingly important. Ever since the Arab Spring in late 2010, we have increased our activities in our southern neighborhood in the Mediterranean. The Middle East is an extension of that, if you will. If listeners can recall, late last year, the Palestinian National Council was granted observer status with the Parliamentary Assembly. So what's happening now, in a way, it's a follow-up to that. Secretary General Jagland is going to Amman, Jordan on Sunday, where he's going to meet with the foreign minister and the president of the Senate, possibly with Mahmoud Abbas. And then he's off to Ramallah on Monday, 28th of May. And from the 29th and 30th of May, early next week, he will meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu and Shimon Peres in Israel. And in addition, they're going to visit the Holocaust Memorial.
Is the purpose of this relationship building with the states in the Middle East to do with the exporting of Council of Europe values, or is it something else?
I think it's just strengthening relations, trying to show, yes, our values, the human rights values that we want to impart to many of these countries. There's a lot of hope raised in the Arab Spring all over the Middle East. So we just want to, exactly what you said, export our values, or at least share our values. Maybe share is a better word.
So that's the Council of Europe agenda for next week. What will you be focusing on specifically?
Next week, I will be focusing on the Venice Commission, which will be holding in June its plenary session. There's going to be several opinions on Russia, which are going to be very interesting, I think, as well as Bosnia-Herzegovina. And because Albania is taking over the presidency, the chairmanship, the Balkans will become a focus as well.